afternoon. Yeah, super. I like that. Okay, I keep it short. It's not my part. It's about Celine and her analysis, spatial data analysis for gender policy lobbying, I think in Mexico, if I'm correctly. So the floor is yours. And yeah, let's see what is going on.
Thank you. So hello, I'm Celine. I'm French, but I live in Mexico. I studied there, and I'm working there too. This is a sort of tool between projects I developed as civic data activism about gender. I will give some context because it's a real concern in Mexico in this moment, maybe in all the country history, the insecurity that live women in Mexico City and in the country, and the level of normalization people consider this issue. So actually, the UN estimate that 9 women and girls are killed every day in the country. So that's really huge. And 4,017 feminicides in the first semester of this year. And only in the Mexico City, almost 3,000 women are victims of sexual abuse and assault in the same semester. The other problem is that we have very few data from the government to study the problem. So it's an incomplete data, an update, and bad quality data, because one of the first problems is that the sexual violence is not well typified. So when women report that in the police offices, generally they suffer violence there from the officials, and crime is not well typified. So at the end, we don't have data, and we have to organize by society to create the data, to analyze the data, and to try to change the normalization there is about this topic in the country. So in the last months, the city had very large manifestation about that. After a violation by policemen to a young lady, and that was pretext to work more on the topic and to create a dialogue with the government of the city. So what I am doing in this topic, in general, I have several projects where I try to promote civic data collection. I work with several communities, so in OpenStreetMap community, in GeoChicas community, and all sorts of activisms that have a relationship with the city, so pro-pedestrians collectives, cyclists collectives, etc., etc., where I try to teach them how to analyze data and how to use this analysis in gestion with the government to achieve their causes. So through this project, I try to promote report culture, because a main part of the civic data can be collected through social media, so they exist if people report. So that's the main point. So why urban data? One of the main space and time where women are totally vulnerable is what we call in urban planning the first and the last miles. So the little space when people go out of their house and walk maybe to take a transport, to go to the transport station, or just walk to their activities, or just take a taxi, or just take their own car. So this little space can be a little space or a large space. It's a space where people are exposed to everything, and security, and specifically women are exposed there. So I also want to, I go back there, I also want to make the public understand that when we are talking about women, we are talking about every type, every profile of woman, every age, with different difficulties, different needs, and in terms of public space. So we have elderly women, we have women with discapacity, we have children, we have young ladies, etc., etc., and the insecurity has to be understood in a very large way. So part of the exercise are about creating the data in the streets. So we make through an exercise called Purple Street, walking focus group, where we define a tour, a little tour in a specific zone of the city, with users of this zone. So it can be inhabitants, it can be students, employees of this zone. We try to have a large range of profile in the group, profiles of women, and we observe the space, we talk about our feeling in this space, our fears in this space, and with what we say, we make an audio mapping and a photo mapping with Mapillary. We create the data, we have the data on the map, and this map helps us to have an assessment material to, after that, work with the local government through the collectives or associations. So I just give the methodological support for that, and I empower, the objective at the least, I empower the collectives to have them doing this gestion with government. And the audio mapping, or at least the fact to talk a lot about what we feel, helps the woman to explain, to express what they feel, helps the woman to understand what they feel, because it's very common that we are not very conscious of what we feel, of our fears, of our conduct in the space. Small micro conducts, for example, changing the way we walk in the street, etc., depending of any element of our surrounding. And it allows to classify and to hierarchize elements that impact on our experience. So with these indicators, it's at the end they are indicators, we are able to work more quantitatively. So this is another exercise with people with discapacity and disabilities, where also we walk, we observe how we walk, all the difficulties due to the physical space, and we document these problems with photo mapping, with Mapillary. And we try to have people doing that, reporting in social media in their daily life. So it's not just in the moment of the exercise. We try to teach a behavior, a reporting behavior. So these are light visualization of the products. It's very pixelized, but this is audio mapping. We did that with Osmond. And we are in process to upload that on a web map. And this is a map on Mapillary. As we use the same user account in Mapillary, if we filter in Mapillary with the account of Calles Violetas, it's in Mexico, we have all the points documented by this exercise with women. So after that, with the benefits of the indicators, we were able to create, thanks to these exercises. The point is not to develop the exercise in the whole city, in the whole country, but having several exercises in several points, with several climates, several type of city, big cities, small city, we can have indicators. And with these indicators about all type of urban elements, the idea is to create an audit instrument. So this is part of a project I work with the NGO where I was working, WRI, World Resource Institute, with the World Bank, where we developed a whole audit instrument. So all the indicators we create with Calles Violetas can be put in a table, and we can weight every indicator. We observe, we just observe in the public space, walking again, or using street view photos. So it can be with Google, but preferably with Mapillary. We qualified any photo, and we are able to make zones using a grid in the city. So I'm quite finishing. So with that, we can use this data. We can also use data from OpenStreetMap, so observing the type of elements detected through the others exercise. These elements existing in OpenStreetMap and also with other sources. For example, in Mexico, we have a good National Institute of Geography and Statistics that describe all the urban zones. So we know how is every block in terms of mobility. We know where are some trees, some different elements of the streets. And I created a special index to try to qualify every part of the grid in Mexico City. Ideally, it can be developed actually at the national level because all the data exists if we use OpenStreetMap and the National Institute data. So it is different weighted for pedestrian, for women pedestrian, and for women pedestrian by night, considering that the women pedestrian by night is the most vulnerable person. So if the space is qualified as secure or insecure for her by night, we can consider it secure or insecure for everyone. So this is part of the result. It's still in progress. So it's not totally adjusted. I have to integrate more elements. This is by day. This is for women by day. So the yellow color is bad and the green color is good. So we can see that for women, we have less medium values and more and stronger bad values. And this is by night. So the good values lose weight and the bad values gain. So at the end, it's a work in progress. We are still developing it. The objective with that is, as I said, working with local governments. I have yet worked with local governments with, in Mexico, we have an institution called the Women Institute that's worked on gender violence, health, and several topics. And they tried now to develop this methodology with in several cities with groups of women. It's a way also to integrate local groups of women and to have to gain consciousness in the space and to integrate. It's the second objective is to have citizen involvement in a long-term effort because I try to have people tweet information, use Mapillary to also share in Twitter some specific elements of the space they consider in their daily life is insecure, etc. And it's about to teach also to public institutions what is a way to have a real citizen participation and not a demagogic one where we just make some survey to legitimize some action. This more slow and permanent effort is about a real citizen participation. And at the end, it also helps governments to start to manage civil data because one of the typical ideas in Mexico, at least, is that only the public official data have a good value, but it's very bad built, so it really don't have a good value. And it's time to change the paradigm and help them to change their paradigm to integrate more sources, big data and civic data from social networks. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Celine. Are there any questions?
Thank you for the talk. I actually was wondering, have you documented your procedures somewhere and are they available? Because at least in Brussels, I know of associations who would be very interested by this kind of approach as well.
I hope so. In part, I mean, this is part of an activism, so it's in my free time, so it's hard. But yeah, in part, I try to have the more optimist way to document. So I have a blog. I update the blog with any new exercise, any new conclusion. It's the quickest way to do that, but it's not enough, I know. So I would have to do more. I can. You could follow GeoChicas maybe in network. I think I would put their news if I do that. Yeah.
When you collect information, when you collect information from women, do you use any app or any other environment to collect information directly from women?
Yeah, we work in the street with Mapillary. It could be OpenStreetCam too, but I always use Mapillary, so it's easier. It's also easier for people to upload the data. It's more friendly, I think. And Osment for the audio mapping. Osment is not very friendly, actually, but it's part of an exercise I organize. So I use the app. I make the audio and I put it in a web map. So this is in process. Yeah, for audio map, I don't know. If you know some app more friendly, please tell me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions?
Oh, sure.
Just a question on: have you had any success with the government in terms of in local government with actually implementing any changes, like just adding a new streetlight, or for example?
One of the experiences we made with the Women Institute in Mexico City. Was about integrating the results in redesigning local plans. So in the delegation, we call delegation in a little part of the city. So the government of this delegation wanted to integrate to the results to define which spaces exactly, which elements to change first. No, it was a question of hierarchization. It's a point. It's also a point, not exactly with this exercise, but more related to cyclist mobility, so with gender, but not totally. Another city, a medium city called Morelia, defined a cyclist plan at city level to help people to move safer. Yeah. Sorry for my English. Sorry, Gold.
Do you know what your rate of accuracy is in terms of safety? At the end of the day, you're just walking around and looking at things and thinking, this feels safe, this doesn't feel safe. So is there any way you know what you've done is good? And second question, do you have any success stories following what you did so far? Success stories as in...
Okay, so first part. It is still under development, so I am still adjusting the criteria. Actually, I think I have to put more data on land use. And I did it on the city I know, and it's my way to evaluate if it's accurate. It can't be totally accurate because it uses partial data. OpenStreetMap is imperfect, but and also the public official data is very general, so it has defects, defaults. But for now, it's a way I have to evaluate. So the idea is also to make some group working with the results and evaluating where they live. It's a question of perception a lot. I want people to be able to express perception and not only facts. So that's the point of working with audios too, to have totally in-depth information, just not facts. And I don't have still a success story because it's a process. It's the beginning of a process.
So when you talk about the first and the last mile, it made me think about the fact that in some cities now you can request, when you get the night bus, you can request a stop between two stops, so you can have you walk less to your destination because of safety. So I was wondering if you tried to link your data with maybe public transportation data, so you could improve or at least find suggestion to improve the night buses or something like that?
In Mexico, 80% of the transport system is totally informal, so there is no stop station. Yeah, we have the metro, we have the metro bus, and that's all. The rest of the transport system is totally white.
So
yeah.
There's no available data.
Actually, no. Yeah, it's a problem for urban planning.
Good. Any more questions? Then maybe we can hear from you next year and the year after when you have more data.
Hopefully.
Good luck. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.